Test 62, Section 3, Question 11. Here we're looking for what's most strongly supported by the argument. So what is most strongly supported? And it says, bacteria species will inevitably develop greater resistance within a few years to any antibiotics used against it, unless those antibiotics eliminate the species completely. So it's kind of an if it doesn't kill it, it will eventually make it stronger. So if you don't completely eliminate it, then it develops resistance. However, since no single antibiotic now on the market is powerful, enough to eliminate bacteria species X completely, and nothing on the market is going to kill it all by itself. So what's supported by the statement above is that basically that this bacteria X is probably going to develop greater resistance to antibiotics. So, A, it is unlikely that any antibiotic can be developed that will completely eliminate it. Well, we don't have any evidence of what's going to happen in the future with regard to antibiotics that fight it. If any antibiotic now on the market is used against bacteria species X, that species will develop greater resistance to it within a few years. And that seems really good, because that's kind of what this passage is saying, is that if we try to use stuff against it now, it's going to build resistance, because none of the ones now are powerful enough to eliminate. So B is good. The only way of completely eliminating bacteria X is a combination of two or more antibiotics now on the market. Well, we don't really have a perfect proof of that, because we don't know that antibiotics are the only way to eliminate bacteria X. There could be some other way that we could eliminate it that doesn't involve antibiotics. And so we don't really know C for sure. Bacteria species X will inevitably become more virulent. We don't know anything about the virulence or how severe it is. Bacteria species X is more resistant to at least some antibiotics that have been used against it than it was before they were used. Well, we don't know whether it has already become resistant. We just know that currently you can't kill it off. And so we don't know what happened in the past with it. And so therefore B is our best answer, because we know that none of the antibiotics now on the market are powerful enough to eliminate. And if you use, it says, any bacteria species will develop greater resistance to any antibiotic used against it unless it will eliminate. And so therefore B is our best response.